You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So in a new article published by North and South called No Defence, Nikki Haga asks the question, is the New Zealand Defence Force operating above the law? Which is quite interesting. I mean, what follows in this investigative report is reasonably eye-opening, a little bit scary maybe. We're talking about cases like an NZSAS medic who shot at people when medics can only shoot in self-defence or to protect wounded people. And this NZSAS medic did not have authority that day to engage in such hostilities, but they still did. Sexual abuse within the NZDF. In one example with former Navy engineer Hayley Young, the NZDF has used, quote, vastly superior resources in court proceedings to fight her every step of the way. The NZDF have addressed these issues with campaigns like Operation Respect, launched recently, and that actually won a New Zealand Diversity Award. But Haga sees through this, quote, if senior officers won't take action when abuse occurs, it perpetuates a culture of impunity. And that word becomes really quite a powerful sentiment throughout Haga's investigation. It's defined as exemption from punishment or freedom from the injurious consequences of an action. Key phrase here, consequences of an action. For example, NZDF cannot take unauthorized souvenirs from Afghanistan. But a source suggests SAS members do this all the time. Machine guns, mortars, Kalashnikovs. The article suggests senior staff were doing it, therefore everyone else felt as if they could too. That seems to be a reasonably common theme here. So I asked James Roberts of Organise Aotearoa about their stance on revelations around the NZDF.
Given the culture of toxic masculinity, male entitlement, and rape culture that are clearly evident within and the NZ Defence Force, the allegations of sexual abuse, homophobia are unsurprising.
What is Organise Aotearoa's response to the revelations of sexual abuse specifically within the Defence Force?
Organise Aotearoa believes that our struggle is global because colonisation and capitalism operate across national borders and exploit national differences. In doing so, we pursue international solidarity and organisation and combat the tendencies of reactionary nationalism. So, in keeping with our kaupapa, we condemn the toxic culture and disregard for human life within the New Zealand Defence Force.
How crucial is it for the New Zealand Defence Force to be owning up to mistakes? It must be dangerous for them to continue to cover certain things up.
Well, without accountability, these issues that plague the New Zealand Defence Force will not change.
And so in terms of that accountability, you're going to be picketing. What's going to be the general vibe today outside the New Zealand Defence Force?
So in Auckland, we'll be outside New Zealand Defence Force offices on Great North Road in Auckland from 12:30, and then tomorrow will be in our members in Wellington will be at outside on Molworth Street from 4:30, and the idea is to demonstrate that the public is overwhelmed and disgusted by these revelations.
That was James Roberts from Organise Aotearoa. I also talked with Valerie Morse of Auckland Peace Action about cover-ups within the NZDF.
What I would say is that the tendency of the NZDF to cover things up seems to be a widespread and persistent problem that has been going on for many, many years now. So this isn't a recent phenomenon, but something that's happened over at least the last decade, if not longer.
So what is, and in terms of the New Zealand Navy, what do they need to do to make a work environment that's safe for women? I understand they've got initiatives like Operation Respect, but is that enough?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure if it is enough, because I think that the very nature of the military itself tends towards being an incredibly patriarchal and hierarchical institution, and those kinds of foundations are really contribute, I think, to an environment where contribution of women is seen as sort of secondary, where women are seen as an accessory. And so I feel really concerned that the foundations of the Defence Force, full stop, don't really lend themselves to the culture of respecting women.
And I understand Auckland Peace Action will be picketing today. What do you hope to achieve by that?
Well, I think that we have got to continue to raise this issue because we have got to have some change in the military. I mean, these are people that are deployed overseas with effectively the permission to kill other people. And the report that Nikki Hager has written has demonstrated that that ability is not being used appropriately. And we've seen the murder of two teenagers in Afghanistan as a result. We've seen widespread cover-up inside of the Defense Force. So, I mean, it appears that the Defense Force is pretty Russian to the core. It's not just a few isolated incidents. It's not just a few bad apples, so to speak, in the organization. It is the culture of the organization, full stop. So we are demanding an inquiry, a parliamentary inquiry by the Prime Minister, and we also would say an investigation into potential criminal offenses with regard to a number of these allegations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.